boys, the new top boys out. So you know what that means. Increase in stabbings across Melbourne.
Western suburbs.
And people are going to be talking with UK lingo for the next 3 weeks. Hey, stay safe. And if your boy starts using your ting, man, them, all of that rubbish, tell him, hey, cuz. I know you watch the top boy, cuz. We're not a bad guy. Listen, dominate water like water where the beach is. Me and her far apart, eyes on Moesha. Hands up for the real, thumbs down for the fake. I had to go get it, no, I couldn't wait. Let's go, welcome back to Talking Trophies. We're back with another banger, you already know the vibes.
Yeah.
But before we do start, I want to sincerely hand out another apology. Because we were complaining about the cameras last week. And then the audio stuffed up. So we're back holding these mics.
And I was going to say, like, I do like 80% of the work around
here.
So, like, Ravo's just going to step up.
That's and that's why the cameras weren't working and the audio wasn't working the other week. But, hey, we're back. So, make sure you guys hit that subscribe button. We're in another location. We're still homeless. But, hey,
we're homeless.
We're a bit comfy one for here.
We're a bit comfy. We have stepped up.
Yeah, we stepped up. We're in a nice location.
Doing a little getaway for the boys.
Yeah. We got a nice view of the city. We're just kicking it. You know, it's a nice Sunday night, but
he's dropped off the fam to the airport as well.
Yeah, fams are gone. So, boys, we're going to drop another banger, Kaz.
Yeah.
Sean, Kaz, you have the topics.
What's going on? Topics.
Hey, by the way, you got to source me that cocoa thumb. Some of it.
Kaz.
Isn't it open?
It's not. He's got a.
Hey, get your phone. Hey,
get yourself a guy like Sean around you. Carries a coconut. Easy weapon to knock someone out on a night out.
Yeah.
Also.
And you won't get locked up. If you hit someone on the head, I reckon you hit someone on the head with that. That's like a straight brick.
That's why I
feel. Get on.
Speaking about bricks.
No, we're not doing that topic, bro. He wants to talk about that Somali girl, bro, that was on.
The one that got bricked in the face.
That got bricked in the face, bro. Started crying, bro. He was sending. Remember, he was sending in the chat.
Topic. It's
not a topic, guys.
It's a mad topic.
Stop trying to force it,
guys,
bro.
We're not watching the topic. We're not doing that video, guys.
Let my phone turn on. I wasn't ready for that.
That's the thing, Kaz. That's the worst. I got it here anyways, Kaz. I got the topic here, Kaz.
You know what?
Run it through that girl that got bricked in the head. Please explain that.
Okay, so this Tucky.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Tucky. This female.
Yeah.
The video went viral of her going around saying she got slapped in the face because some guy tried to holler at her.
Yeah.
And then she said no. So she's saying that. Yeah. All right, cool. He bricked her in the face for saying no. And then she went saying, oh, man. Oh, black men don't protect us. They don't do this. They don't do that. Look at all these guys around here. They didn't help me. Whatever.
Yeah.
And she went viral. Everyone saying, for our poor thing. Who did this? We want to find out who did this to you. Everyone had her back. Whatever. Yeah. Now, a video got leaked of her beforehand slapping random guys in the street and then twerking afterwards and saying, what you going to do about it? So what people are saying now, people are saying now the big debate online is, okay, it's first of all, does someone like her deserve saving?
Yeah.
Does she deserve that?
Yeah.
And is it responsibility for the men around them to protect all women around them?
Kazzy, bro.
Homeboy took the Fred Flintstone route, Kazzy. Yabba dabba do!
Yabba dabba dabba do!
Kazzy, I want to know, Kaz. How do people live like this, bro?
Yeah.
Kazzy, bro, I want to know, bro. Because her head, I want to know how that guy bricked her, firstly.
And where did he get a brick
from? And why is she going around slapping people? It's cooked. And I already know something, Sean.
Mm.
Your algorithm's cooked.
My algorithm's very
that
good.
Is fact.
Bro, the fact that popped up, it's just cucarachi.
It makes me wonder what you're tempting.
Cuz it's a trending story, bro. He's making it.
It's not a trending story,
bro. It's trending. Everyone knows about what's going on.
If it was trending, you'd see it on Twitter, bro.
It's on Twitter.
Wait, Sean. What's your take on this?
Yeah, what's your take?
I want to hear your heart.
Me personally?
You really wanted to express this story out to us?
Yeah.
What's your take? Where do you stand on all this? Unfiltered.
I don't condone any type of violence against women, not at all. But I do think that she was asking for trouble. Do you think that it's fair to ask for a
brick?
Hey, look, she was asking for trouble. You're gonna find it. You know what I mean? So you're going around slapping people.
Get a brick.
Yeah,
there.
You're gonna end up slapping.
You're gonna end up
slapping the wrong person. So is it fair that because I'm this person's a troublemaker and they cause the problems, and most likely if I get involved with whatever they're doing, I'm gonna have to be part of their problem. So is it my fault? What would you guys do if you were in the situation? Would you help her out?
Kazzy, firstly, Kaz, I'll trip out at the guy that hit the brick. Because you, hey, when Kaz, yeah, all I'm going to say is, Kaz, this was not even, firstly, this is not even on the topics, Kaz. This is not on our topic list. Let's get this straight, because we're not talking about when you're getting bricks. Yeah. I want to know, Kaz, what that guy, Kaz, is past him. I want to know what's going through that guy's mind to be bricking women, Kaz.
People in general. Bricking people is a sick thing, bro.
Yeah.
Like,
and Kaz, think about it, Kaz, you got a bit in the face. Half your face is sweating up. Bro, her face look cooked, Kaz. Why are you getting your phone and going on social media? Why aren't you calling the ambulance?
She was in the hospital.
Nah, but first thing she did was record it and put it on Instagram saying, look at all these guys, they didn't help me, this and that.
I don't know, man. I'll tell you something, Kaz. I'm not a hero. Yeah. One thing I learned in life, Kaz, don't be a hero. So in that situation, Kaz, when I see someone throwing bricks, I'm getting brick distance away from that guy.
Yeah. It's different if like homeboy is throwing hands on a girl, bro. Yeah, I'll be like, chill, kick back, cuz. You're getting between her. But bro, a brick, I'm going far.
Cuz I'm going to say, yo, chill, from far.
A brick's pretty personal, cuz.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
And that guy's got problems, cuz. Yeah, and it was America, yeah?
It was in America, cuz.
Cuz if it was in America, then cuz there's potential guns and stuff. So I'm not going to be a hero in that situation. Yeah. In America, cuz, one thing I learned when I was there, cuz, is mind your business. You have a good day. Cuz there's a lot of cook stuff that happens over there, cuz. So, cuz, in that situation, cuz, my opinion is stay away, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of violence in the streets, I'm going to jump to the next topic. I'm just going to jump straight to it. Mm. You know what was a disappointment for me? I'm just going to say straight off the bat. I haven't watched the full thing, but I'm on episode 3. The latest Top Boy.
This is
what I want to know. Why did they spend a whole episode about Homeboy getting sent back to Uganda or whatever it is, cuz?
Chill. Spoiler alert, if you haven't watched Top Boy yet, skip past this bit. We gotta talk, obviously we don't wanna ruin the show. Okay. So if you've watched it already, you can watch this and listen to us.
Yeah. I'm just saying the scenes were milked. Milked. They milked that scene so hard about them sitting outside the van. Like, we got the message. They could have done it in 5 minutes, but they spent 15 minutes. Then they went back to the scene.
Nah, cuz, you know what it is, cuz? I'll tell you something about the Top Boy, cuz. What I learned, cuz, like you were saying, Sean, it was like a Game of... it wasn't you even. It was someone else. It's like Game of Thrones, cuz. The middle season's top tier.
Peak
life. You're sitting there. You're watching it. You're living life. People are just talking about it. It's the whole life.
Constantly updated. That's what's going on.
But what do they do, cuz? You got to rush the end. There's something about TV series where they rush the final season.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, cuz, all I'm saying is...
because there's so much push for it to come out.
Yeah, there's so much push, and they're like, you know what? We got to meet this demand. Let's drop it.
I'm not going to lie. Like, first two seasons, I was thinking about shanking a couple people. This one doesn't even make me want to shank anyone.
Mate, this is a peaceful Top Boy season.
Boys, the new Top Boy's out, so you know what that means. Increase in stabbings across Melbourne.
Western suburbs.
And people are going to be talking with UK lingo for the next 3 weeks. Hey, stay safe. And if your boy starts using your ting, man, them, all of that rubbish, tell him, hey, cuz, I know you watch the Top Boy, cuz. We're not about that life. Because I already know the repercussions of this, cuz. A couple boys are going to be walking around, cuz, with knives, machetes the size of...
thinking they're Deshane or Sully.
And thinking they're Deshane or Sully. So, cuz, stay safe. And if you hear anyone with a UK accent with a knife on them,
pull them
up. Probably gonna shake them. They're probably gonna shake you. If you know them, if you know them, Kaz,
pull them up.
Tell them, Kaz, come on, this is not our life, Kaz. Kick we got back. 7 IKEA. If life goes hard, you got things to do.
Go to Bunnings, get a snag.
Yeah,
it's all right, bro.
Get a job.
Remember what country you're in.
But stay away and stay safe. That's all I'm saying. And Kaz, that episode, that season of Top Boy was very disappointing. Wasn't a fan, to be honest. And
just a quick money grab, you reckon? Huh? Just a quick money grab.
It was a quick hype, and I feel like they wanted to wrap it up, cuz. I think all the other actors were going pursuing their own thing.
They're all blowing up.
They're like, hey, come back. Let's wrap this up.
And bounce,
cuz. Yeah. But boys, let's actually talk about a topic, cuz.
Speaking about killing people,
here we go.
Yeah. Well, someone he didn't take shanking. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
He didn't take shanking, but instead he started whipping it. And it happened in Bourke Street, cuz, where a guy, he ran, it was down Bourke Street, cuz, he started driving right around.
He plowed his car into a crowd.
Yeah, into a crowd of people, yeah. Someone passed away too, yeah.
He killed one person.
Wow. It happened, when was the yesterday. Other guy? What was the other one? 2016? The other one that happened with the red car.
The reason why they put up the
that's why they got the barricades and stuff
barriers,
like that, yeah?
Barriers, yeah.
Bro,
I think because Melbourne is such an easy city to drive into with your car, and there's so much crowds of people. Like the like, don't forget, our cars are killing machines, guys.
Yeah.
And like, we're like right next to crowds of people with a huge giant car. All it takes is someone with a just hit the gas and just ram into a bunch of people and kill them.
Bro, it's just crazy. Like, you know what it is, man. I'll be honest with you guys. Listen, I think this is the biggest topic about from this, guys. Guys, people are actually sick. Yeah, and one thing I realized, bro, people got like mental issues, bro.
Yeah.
And guys, I don't want to be the conservative type, but lock them up.
Yeah, no, facts. I agree. I think, I'll be honest, I think our penalties for crime should be harsher in this country. I think it should be way harsher. People are getting away with the most. Like, young kids are getting away with so much because it's cool. Did you hear about the story even? I'm going to jump into a different story on top, not linked to it, but it's happened in Melbourne, about the kid that got thrown at the car.
What?
Do you hear about that one? Yeah.
What happened?
So they went to a bunch of guys, pulled up in a whip. They grabbed a kid while he's walking the street, like a 14-year-old, pulled him in the car. They stole his phone, his wallet. Then while the car's driving, they threw him out the car.
And what happened to the kid?
Bro, he's in hospital. Like, critical condition.
Induced coma.
Yeah, bro.
Guys, what's going on, bro?
And the person that got arrested, 14 or 15. These are kids, bro. They're stealing whips, going to rich areas, forcing kids into. Apparently, it's happening. Like, it's the bare kids that happens to in the rich areas.
Oh, no way.
It's a thing that's just happening now.
Yeah, bro. That's cooked, guys.
That is actually. That's cool.
But I'm going like, what is going on in this city, cuz? Not in this city, but the world. There's something,
cuz. I think, cuz, personally, it was COVID, cuz. And I'm not going to lie to you, cuz. One thing I realized is, bro, people got mental issues, cuz. And COVID, cuz. It just brought it out, cuz. I'm not going to lie. Like, people are, like, losing the plot, bro.
Or just develop new ones for people.
Oh, yeah. It accelerated it, cuz. And, cuz, it's like a new thing, bro. Like, everyone's, like a lot of people used to, like, I don't know, because from where I'm growing up, people are, like, losing it a bit, man. Yeah. And it's like, you see them one day, you're, like, you know, and then you don't see them for, like, 8 months. And then they're just a new, like, just a whole new person, cuz.
Yeah. You got to understand, too. Don't forget, cuz, that when you see a person who's even a bit older than you, like, the same stage at right now and how you're feeling, they were at that stage. Yeah. So, like, they've never stopped being that person from, like, where you are right now. So, it's a constant battle, because you never know, because so much people you think are either normal and straight, and then a couple years later, they cooked it too. Like, we're not special either, because we cook it.
That's the thing, guys. You know what I mean? And, bro, one thing I learned, guys, is, bro, I'll be real for you, guys. No one's going to... This is one thing I learned. No one's there for you, bro. Your direct family go through this struggle, but no one else is there for you. I swear, your direct family will help you out.
Yeah, yeah.
You lose friends straight away. Like, I know a lot of people, they lost their, you know?
Yeah.
They, no one chills with them. They lost all their friends. No friends there to support them. And personally, I understand why you distance yourself from someone like that.
Yeah.
Because it's a burden on you, cuz. You're gonna, bro, it's
you,
like,
have to deal with it.
I have to deal with them. So, and cuz, you're like forcing conversations, bro. And
you know, honestly, I think everyone needs to go see therapy. That's my take, bro.
Nah, cause I'm not a fan of therapy, but I get it.
Nah, like, there's some people out there, bro, that just need someone to vent everything they're talking about to someone. Just cause, you know what the issue is? There's nothing wrong with, like, people, like, so people aren't being there for other people, but then it's wrong to just throw all your drama on just a person, cause they work 9 to 5, bro. They're home, they're trying to chill. You call them up for hours, bro. There's nothing worse.
I agree with you, but I disagree with you. You need to talk to someone, but therapists, bro. I don't think therapists are qualified people to come listen. I don't think you can do a course, finish it, and then, all right, I'm qualified to take on people's problems and hear their stuff.
Yeah,
and then
give it some 100%
advice. True. I feel like there are people that who are like on the street that you meet, cuz. You can talk to them, cuz, and they can give you much more relief advice. And advice, and they can hear more than therapists.
100%, cuz. And I'll tell you something. I'm not a fan of the therapist. Probably because I grew up in a situation, and a lot of people that grew up around me, we were first generation. We lived in public housing our whole lives. We lived around people that are crazy. We got our own lingo. Yeah. We have different vibes, guys. Where if I go to a therapist, guys, they're gonna not understand nothing, and they're just gonna be like, get him on the needle.
Get him on the depot.
You know what I'm talking about? The Hugna, guys. We call it in our area called the Hugna, guys.
Yeah.
It's a injection that people take, Kaz.
Sterilizes you, yeah.
It just sterilizes, but a lot of people on it. It's like a zombie. What is it, Kaz?
My friend was on it, Kaz, because you know he started cooking it for a bit, and then they detected him on it. And then I asked him, Kaz, how do you feel when you're on it? He's like, bro. He's like, Kaz, imagine you wake up from, you just wake up from bed. You just wake up in the morning, yeah? And you know that feeling in your blanket, Kaz, you just wake up and you're awake. You just wake up in your blanket. It's like that all day.
The drowsy that. So imagine that, Kaz.
Every day. That's what happened. That's why it sterilizes them,
Kaz.
It makes us like that.
And, hey, Kaz, hey, I swear to God. Like bro, hey, and Kaz.
Zombie, Kaz. You're a zombie, bro.
Bro, I've met a lot of people on it, Kaz.
Yeah.
And if they don't take it, police come to them
and
force them. And cuz they tell you, I don't want to take it, cuz.
Yeah.
Cuz I'm not trying to feel like this all day. They're waking up, cuz. And cuz you talk to them, hey, what's going on? It's literally, I can do this. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you respond.
Yeah.
Dead set, bro. And it's, yeah, it trips me out, cuz. And
I feel like that's just the culture here. It's just like, oh, you like they can't handle it. Let's give them depressants. Let's give them, yeah, put them on medication. Medication will sort them out.
Cuz no one's got time to hear and try to work with you, cuz. You're too much, yeah, of a thing, yeah, cuz. Yeah, yeah, sterilize them.
And
cuz
a lot of people are not paying for it, bro. You're not paying. It's, yeah, government funded, cuz. Therapy is expensive. All these, yeah, treatments are expensive, cuz. So they, what's the best option, cuz? Yeah. We can't deal with him. You know what I mean, cuz? And it's, bro, I swear it's sad to see, cuz. You're seeing, like, imagine growing up with someone.
It's actually it takes the character out of someone,
cuz. Yeah, it takes what makes you.
Yeah,
yeah. That's one thing that
you become an alert creature that can go eat food and go to
camp. Yeah, that's you. That's like, what's so unique about how we're created is that, yeah, every single person, like, we're so unique in our own form, and, yeah, it just takes it away from, yeah, you.
It does, cuz. And I'll give you an example. I'm gonna beep out the name, cuz.
Yeah.
We, hey. When is, because
that's who, like, I was thinking of, cuz.
Yeah,
so at times at
you see him,
yeah,
jumping. So when there's those jumping vibes, bro, having a laugh, just on the board jokes, all of that, and then the next day, I don't know if he took the thing, and he's just, how are you? Good. And cuz, cuz, what?
I get you.
No one's dealing with it.
Different characters, bro.
Yeah. So it's sad to see, cuz, bro.
And you know what's the issue?
Because some people see it, cuz.
But you know what's, yeah, but you know what's the issue? Naturally, and this is a cruel thing, cuz. We see someone like that, and we do nothing about it.
But what,
the reality is that we're here saying it right now, cuz.
Yeah.
But we all see it, and we don't really do anything about it.
But what can we do?
We can't do nothing
can
about
exactly,
it, cuz,
yeah, yeah,
bro.
That's the hardest part.
No, that's the thing, cuz, bro. It's like, bro, I have my own stresses in life, bro.
Yeah.
Let's just say I get a family, cuz. I've got the stress of my family
now,
cuz.
And
I'm going to go take time out of my day, cuz. It's a good thing, cuz. Yeah, I'll try my best. Yeah, there's a couple of times I'll go take him out, whatever. Grab a munch, hang out. But cuz, to do it every day just to ensure that this guy's all right. Doesn't
stable, lose the plot. Cuz you might lose the plot, cuz, doing the process, cuz.
I know, cuz, bro. Yeah. I know. And that's the reality of it.
It's the hard part.
It's a cold world, cuz, bro. Yeah. People out here trying to act like this world's a nice place, cuz. It's all fairy tales. My family got me for life, cuz. You think, I swear to God, cuz, I probably can name you 2-3 friends that will probably be around with me once I lose the plot. That's it.
Hey, Ravers cooked the cuz.
Hey, cuz, they're going to look and they're going to say, cuz, you Ravers smashed. Raver cooked it, cuz, bro. Last week, cuz, he was making noodles with cold water. He said it's the new stuff. They cooked him up in Japan, cuz. You know what I mean, cuz?
Yeah.
It's sad,
it's
bro.
It's sad, and it actually is.
Coming probably to this guy, bro, he probably is just lost the plot, cuz. And I remember I seen a video, like, of the video of him. Guys, wasn't he sitting on the car?
Yeah, he came at the pulled on the car. Yeah. Took him off
he was sitting on his car, yeah?
Yeah, he was sitting on the, he was sitting, chilling,
on the windshield,
like it was a throne,
cuz. But if you really think about it, when does anyone who does this cooked public violence, whatever, when have they been normal? They've all been cooked. The guy with the other guy in the city, the trolley man, they were fighting.
Yeah, the trolley.
That guy was cooked in the head. The other guy, the Greek guy who went ramming all the police cars, he was cooked, cuz. It's like we have to do better when someone is heading towards that path to make sure they have access to things that can do damage, you know?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do? Stop him from revoke his license, yeah, maybe?
But do you reckon some of these things you just can't prevent?
100%.
Like what?
All the stuff. We can do everything we want. We can put up every program. We can start up every panel in the whole world, mate.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change the fact that people are just going to cook it and do cook stuff.
Because some people, because as much as you want to help them, bro, they don't want to help themselves. You know what I mean? It's a sad world, cuz, we live in.
Yeah,
and we're seeing this, guys, as we're getting older, you know what I realized? I used to see a lot of cook people in my place. Growing up, obviously, how it is. We run into junkies every day.
100%. You actually trip at how much people around you are like those people that you saw as kids.
Repeats.
It's true.
And the older you get, you're like, this guy's cooked. This guy's cooked. Yeah, this guy's cooked. This. Now I get it. I used to think, like, this guy's got a lot of energy in the morning.
But
the guys have slept
your friends are just replacing Barry. He used to be smashed on the street.
You know what I mean? What were you going to say anyway, Sean?
No, I was going to say, do you guys think, it's opinion, what do you guys reckon? Miskin, people who are like, not innocent, but like the ones who get bullied in school, the ones who get like treated badly, the ones who like have a lot of insecurity and stuff. Do you feel like they can be very dangerous people?
You know what it is? People that grew up neglected are dangerous people.
Yeah.
Kids that grew up with no one actually caring for them. Mm. You know, like a lot of people that are mass murderers, a lot of people that do like mass rape, mass, you know, all that type of stuff, guys. Bro, they actually always tie it back to their childhood. Every single time they tie it. Yeah. There's like little habits that people see as a kid and parents don't address it. Like, for example, Jeffrey Dahmer, cuz. He started off just dissecting. He was dissecting birds with his dad, cuz. But his parents were neglectful, cuz.
Yeah.
And it always starts, every single time, it always boils down to a neglectful childhood.
I almost said, yep, I'm going to tell people now.
Yeah, bro, that's the thing, cuz. I realized, the craziest people are the ones that get neglected, They do the craziest stuff.
They go the wild.
Because then there's the everyday people, you know? Like the people that
sometimes I reckon normal people just brass out, cuz.
They just brass out.
They get on the ice, cuz. They start off with the weed, get on the MD, they go in the party phase. And then they get so into the party phase that they end up in North Melbourne, you know what I mean? Yeah. And then they're on the gear and they didn't realize they'll ever get to that point. Now they're at that point. And then where do you go from ice, cuz?
That's
the grass out. People, you go wild out.
A lot of people, cuz, they say they'll never try it, cuz, and then they try it, cuz.
Let's be real right now. When you see someone brassed out and they come back normal, like they get back, they recover from being brassed out, cuz. When you just look at people and you go, that person brassed out.
You can feel
it. It just sticks to you, cuz. Yeah. Like when you go down that path, you just can't get out of it. Like it does damage to you that is unerasable. Like,
it's difficult to come back from, because I don't think it's unraisable, but because you know why, cuz? It can be a form of like, yo, this guy did he went through that, cuz. There's a lot of people that want like heroin. The stories, guys, heroin, ice, and they use that story to say, hey, that was me. This is me now. Because a lot of people think that once you jump on these drugs, or you jump on butter off, or you jump on heroin, you're just going to be homeless for the rest of your life, guys. Because a lot of people, bro, they go on a trip and then they'll be like, yo, I hate this.
Hey, let's do a test right now. Mash is relatively okay. Let's get some heroin in here. Get him on the heroin. And then live reaction, you'll see it live. 3 years later, cuz, we'll get him late. We'll let him off tonight. He'll go off, he'll walk away.
We'll see what happens.
We'll get him back 3 years later on the pod and we'll see how he is.
Yeah.
He might be on the news, or he might be recovered.
Yeah,
but you'll have to find out.
It's hard to come back from. That's the thing too. You got to realize, guys. Yeah. But like, I don't know, man. If someone, for me personally, I'll never judge someone for it. Because I'm not gonna lie to you. There's junkies I banter with. I'm like, yeah, you shoot it up today, or like I'll do that, cuz, for the lols, cuz, you know. But end of the day, cuz,
you're trying to join in.
Yeah. Hey boys, you got any ice left for me? But your goal, cuz, like for example with me, cuz, I try my best to say like, hey, everyone's got life experiences, and if you can bounce back from it, cuz, I admire you for it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I gotta say with that, bro. We'll talk about, hey, by the way, hopefully Melbourne recovers from that Bourke Street crash, cuz. Cause that guy.
Yeah, for real.
And cuz, we need to get rid of that stuff, cuz, that's happening in the world, bro. Yeah. A lot of this, I reckon it starts from home, cuz.
It does.
Like, cuz, you got to take, I don't know how to say this, bro. Each family member, that I feel like this is what we do, yeah? Someone's, like, Africans do this a lot. Someone is on drugs in the family. It's like, let's keep this amongst ourselves.
Shush.
Don't tell anyone. But, cuz, go talk to people and get help. Rather than, bro, this guy just, you know what I mean? Like, that's how I see it. Cause I always see, like, I've seen people recover in my life, cuz.
Yeah.
And the ones that recovered the most, cuz, were who? The ones their family supported them. Their families went to people and stuff.
They reached out.
Cuz you'd rather, cuz, end of the day, cuz, I'd rather reach out, cuz, then keep it quiet, and then homeboy loses the plot one day and just goes around driving down the street and killing people.
You know what it is? It's getting people to find the right community. Even if they don't have family, you get them plugged into whether it's a faith group or whether it's just a community. They need to find a community that will get around them.
Mate, you trying to scout some people to your church? You are, mate.
Whether they come to the church or it's a mosque.
Mate, if it's coming to the mosque, you're kidding me. They'll come here 100%. Psych. I was going to say, hey. What the Ricky, you know what we should do? We should go to the... you know the addiction, the ones where they sit in circles, the addicts sit in circles.
Oh, the rehabilitation center.
And sit there.
Alcohol's Anonymous.
The alcohol.
I want to just go there.
Mate, how do you know about that?
Hey, just go to those ones, guys, and just sit down and just be like, yeah, my name is...
Hi, my name is Steve. I've been drinking since the age of 2.
Have you guys watched Fight Club?
Huh?
Fight Club.
Yeah, Fight Club's that.
That guy, he goes, he had a thing just to go to every single different group.
Yeah.
Cancer's Anonymous, AIDS Anonymous.
Jesse just wanted to feel, in the community.
Because there's a healing spirit of just humans coming together and letting out what's going on.
Yeah, even crying. Hey, let's talk. Hey,
that's your dad talk out there, Kat.
let's talk about
healing unity,
pet peeves. Let's talk about pet peeves, boys.
You know what's a pet peeve, cuz?
Before you start, what is the definition of a pet peeve?
Let me get
you don't
that
have to do it, but like, what do you guys consider pet peeve?
Oh. For me, pet peeve is something that just irritates me.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
And it's not major. It's small.
It's something that a particular person finds especially annoying.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
One of my biggest pet peeves is poor customer service. That's a Karen for sure. But how are you with pet peeves? Do you have a lot of pet peeves?
I don't have a lot, but the ones that I do have, like, get me dirty.
All right, what's your pet peeve?
Like, you know, like, subtle disrespect. People that subtle,
how?
Like, whether it's, yeah, it's either a passive aggressive tone, like even just like just plain rudeness. Like, you know, when you just meet someone and they give you just cold shoulder for no reason.
Yeah.
Just like, you know what I hate? Like, you know, when people go into an environment, they say what's up to everyone because they know everyone, but you're just there anyway. You may as well just say what's up to the person, introduce yourself, or they take the rap, you know what, stuff, I'm just going to be rude. Dab up everyone, cuz. And then apart from you, I find like subtle disrespect, I go, that just shows your character. Like, that is cooked.
Damon wants everyone to come to him. What's going on, Kaz?
Not everyone, but if you're going to say what's up to everyone that I'm with, 100%. Kaz, what are you doing, bro? That's a bit cooked, bro.
Kaz, but you know, some people, they don't know.
What's up, man?
some people, they don't, like, cuz, they just don't know how to break the ice, cuz, you know, that's why they don't want to say what's up. They're like, I'm not comfortable. Yeah, 100%. That's
like, bro, how people who do those kind of, act that kind of way, I feel like they don't want to do that. They're just awkward. And because they know it's awkward, they go into the defense mechanism, which is, oh, yeah, staunch. But it's just that. They actually don't know how to be a normal person. Like, they don't know how to be a normal functioning human being. Yo, what's going on, bro? How are you, man? How you doing?
Yeah, a lot of people struggle with it, man.
It's issue with humbleness. They actually don't know how to be humble. They don't, like, it's a humility thing.
You know what's another one? You know when people ask you, hey, what do you do for work? And you can just tell they're judging you based on every single answer you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, that type of stuff, I hate that vibe. Yeah. Like,
I get that one, Kaz, because you know why, bro? But... I think some people do it for a conversation-wise, but I'm not
some
a fan
people,
of it.
Like, that's a no, but some people, that's just how they live. They actually rank people. They rank people based on
their careers,
and how they, what they do, what they do in their free time, what do they wear, what do they buy.
So your pet peeves are serious, guys.
Mine are very like people's basic respect for someone.
Right, you know what my pet peeve was?
And people taking dumps in your toilet.
My biggest pet peeve is, guys, is, and I hated this since I was a kid. You know when you go swimming and after you go for a swim and you go to the change rooms and there's grown men just naked walking around? That's my biggest pet peeve for some reason.
Bro, that's one memory as a child is the worst one.
Bro, isn't that, bro? I think that's the worst thing and I think that should be like...
Hey, you're tripping me out, cuz. I actually look back. Like, they actually literally made us do swimming at school, yeah? Like, you're like, bro, you're grade 3 or 4, bro. They take you to the pools, cuz. You walk in the bathroom, cuz.
Bro, you see an 80-year-old guy naked, bro. And you're just tripping.
And
up.
The guy's
and
walking.
Not buckling. He's
no
not
tell.
Buckling.
No
I'm
tell.
I'm walking around with a heart on too. That's a bit sus.
Yeah, guys.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, that's my biggest pet peeve. For me, because recently I started going saunas, spas and stuff. So me, I'm going to the thing. I'm getting changed and I'll like have like a towel around me. I'm taking my clothes off. I turn around, Kaz, and there's just three guys just sitting there, naked, just getting changed, Kaz. And I'm like, come on, bro. Come
your girls are in there having a chat, bro. Just a bare chat, bro.
And the thing is,
mate, they're just happy in their masculinity, mate. You're just a bit,
we're a bit insecure.
They're proud of their bodies.
But proud of their bodies, I don't know, Kaz. As a kid, I always hated it. And even like recently seeing it now, I'm like, bro, this pisses me off, man. That's a cool
one day we should do an episode, Kaz, in a bathroom, Kaz, at the Leisure Centre.
Yeah.
We just sit down because we're first up, Kaz.
The locker room episode, huh?
Just have an 8-year-old guy walking naked. What's going on, fellas? Swinging it around.
You walk into trophies.
Let me just get through. Kaz,
you're
going to chip out, bro. Like, what are you
exactly
doing,
like that, Kaz. I don't know if it's a pet peeve, but it's like a fear. Not a what? Fear, but like a thing. Oh, I don't want like so I always keep my heart saying this in an interview, and I'm like, bro, that's so true. It's like, one of my biggest things is like, bro, like a homeless person, like a person who's like dirty, like a person who's in the street and stuff, just comes to you and goes.
I wish there was a camera for that, bro.
I don't do it. It's like, came out like, that's like my thing. I'm like,
bro,
I don't
know. Like,
and he's coming.
Like, he wipes his mouth and tries to touch you.
Yeah, no, like, what rocks his mouth? And it's like, that's my biggest pet peeve. Like, oh, no.
That you fucking kill yourself tonight. If you walk outside after this show and a bum come up to you, give me a dollar, man. What? Maybe I give me a fucking. Give me a fucking dollar, man. What happened, man? He shoots you? Motherfucker flipped my lick, man! Oh my god. That's the scariest shit ever. Like, you gotta get rid of that lip. You can't keep that lip. That lip's gotta go. You gotta buy a new lip. I don't even know where to get lips.
And in my head, I never forgot that, cuz. I never forgot that. Stuck in my head, man.
Oh, you know what's another pet peeve of mine, bro? Like, people that talk unnecessarily, like, someone that has like a, for example, you know when you're someone's complaining.
Yeah.
A Karen.
Yeah. A whinger.
Yeah.
They're just looking for a reason to complain.
Yeah. And it's like, bro, just allow it and just move on.
Yeah, I get that.
Man, I hate a negative person too, bro. When it was always negative, cause like, all right, you have a shit day.
Yeah, you have
a shit day, it's hard, I feel, but you know, you have
people that just stay in pessimism. Just stay in it. God. Like, no one wants to hang around you, cause like, no one wants to hang around you.
Yeah,
complaining about every single thing.
Straight up.
I think we all know. Like, you know when you pitch something like, hey, I'm doing this, like, I'm gonna get into this field, and they just point out every single negative thing.
All the negatives about it?
Yeah.
100%.
Drainers, cuz. Hey, you know what it is? Hey, you know what's another one, cuz? Let's be real, bro. Guys' toilets are filthy, cuz.
Yeah, straight up, cuz.
Public bathrooms, cuz.
Straight up.
I can't go toilet, cuz I go there, cuz. Homeboys pissed all over the seats.
Leaving
skitties.
Yeah.
Smells. It's on the floor. That's a huge one.
Ooh.
Bro, I'll never forget my manager at work, bro. I remember cuz I did construction, cuz cashing hand shifty job, bro. I was doing labouring and a bunch of tradies in some of this worst, nastiest toilets, cuz this guy comes in and he's like, mate, it's the manager. He's like, guys, I wanted to go take a dump the other day. I wanted to go to the toilet the other day. Why are there kangaroos on the stool?
Wait, what?
Because I had no idea what he said, guys.
Why
are there kangaroos on the stool? I'm thinking, what's this guy talking about? Nigga saying, why is there shit on the stool, cuz? Skin marks and shit, but like, cuz.
I got a pet peeve, cuz.
Here we go.
Kids on a plane.
Yeah.
Kids
on
a plane. I just realized. I was looking through pet peeves. I'm trying to think of something, and I just remembered that.
And the movies.
Yeah.
You haven't been to kid movies? Nah, just like they.
In the movies.
You know when they bring kids to a grown-up movie, cuz.
And you
just not even crying, cuz. Just like they're just chatting, being kids. iPad glowing. Yeah. I'll tell you the most nastiest movie experience I've ever had. I'm at the movies. I forgot what movie it was. All right, I'm not going to say their nationality. Anyway, they were sitting next to me. Couple guys from overseas. South Asia. Anyway. Yeah,
Ranjit.
Yeah, guys. Little chance, guys. Bro, homeboy in the middle of the movie. He takes off his shoes, takes off his socks, cuz. Starts massaging his feet. And I'm sitting here, so he's doing it right next to me, cuz. Wait for it, cuz. Same hand. He goes over, reaches for the popcorn.
Oh.
Cooked, cuz. I literally said yuck out loud. I said yuck. I said yuck. Hey, homeboy kept doing it, cuz. He didn't care.
I will keep doing what I am doing.
But one time, cuz, I was praying, cuz, in the mosque, cuz. Some guys right next to me, cuz. Another dunya too. Right next to me, he just does this. Cuz, I almost vomited. Oh my day. Homeboy hit me with the.
Wait, he burped?
He burped.
The burps, cuz, the bloke.
You know when you go, you guys, he went. Cuz, I got all the flavors. Burped. The taste, everything. I feel like it's worse than a fart, cuz, that kind of shit, bro.
Hey. Actually, it's been vomiting, boys. Feeling, let me give you guys a pet peeve.
People?
It's a good one. Because we could talk about this one. So, anyways, I went to some African summit, whatever, cast the other day. You know, one of my cousins told me come through. I said, yeah, done. Why not, bro? You know, we'll be there this step. One thing I realized, bro, is about, because growing up African, bro, when African, the older generation, African parents or uncles and aunties explain something, this pisses me off, because this is my pet peeve. When they explain things, they can't explain it to you and say, this is this. So if you ask them for a point, they'll say, this is this. The first thing an African does, African uncle or auntie, they fold their legs up like this. Once they fold their legs up, you're in for a 20-minute talk, cuz. I hate that. That's my biggest pet peeve. I hate pet peeve because get to the point, bro. You know how many times I've spoken to uncles and aunties? I'm like, give me a key point or give me something to explain.
They all want
to
have that light, that spotlight, that moment.
Yeah, it's like...
Wisdom. I'm giving you wisdom.
Can't get out yet. It's always, I have to give you my knowledge.
I have to give you my wisdom.
And you have to take it. Otherwise, it's rude.
Bro, yes. Every time, cuz.
I love it, but I ain't gonna lie. I love it.
No, cuz. I think, cuz.
Any one of those moments, Sean, you're gonna pull one of those.
Yeah, cause, hey, you listen to the talk, Kaz. Yeah. Okay, explain the point. Me, Kaz, I value when someone speaks short and sharp. I love short and sharp. Straight to the point. Give me the key points to take out, and I benefit from it. Yeah. But bro, when you give me a tangent about how you're running from lions in Africa to then somehow going to a refugee camp and meeting. Meeting a prophet there somehow.
Mate, and now you're bloody on Synthetic in Australia.
doing daycare scams.
Doing daycare scams. Bro, I don't know, man. I'm not a fan of it, Kaz.
Yeah.
That's one of my pet peeves, bro.
I'm a fan of it from the right uncle and the right auntie.
I know a pet peeve.
Yeah?
People don't pay you money on time.
Oh.
You know, people don't give you your money on time?
Yeah.
Like, you know when, like, but they just prolong it or, like, they act like they don't owe you money, that one.
I hate having to chase my money, cuz.
Yeah, like, and see me, I don't like doing that. Cause when you ask for it, people are like, oh, you like that.
Yeah, oh,
or
you like that.
You're stingy, or like, you know, they act like you're greedy for just asking what's owed of you. Cause I know for a fact, after a couple months, I'm forgetting about it, cuz.
I tell them I'm stingy, cuz. Give me my money. Pay up. Me out, cuz, you know me, this is how I ask for money.
You take me, drop me,
take me, drop me, a drop, man.
Take me, drop, man.
You think me, mess, waste, man, like that and that? Nah, man. You know, I tell the band them whenever I give them the money, man.
I don't do that monkey business.
I don't do none of that monkey business, man. I tell them, this is what I tell them, cuz. Once I ask for a thing, I'll call them back when I need my money. I'll be like, hey, cuzzy, I'm doing it hard. I call them with the same tone. They called me when they needed the money. Hey, cuzzy, I'm doing it hard. I got to pay some, like, cook stuff, cuz. I'm behind in rent, bro. This, that. Pay me up.
Yeah.
You have to do the same air raid, cuz.
Yeah.
Boys, what else we got, man? What are we thinking about,
last cause? One, cuz. Friendships. Let's get honest and vulnerable.
I didn't even know I read the let's get honest and vulnerable.
All right. I'll be honest. Ryan is in his feels.
Yeah.
And he came up with a question that's a bit sentimental.
All right. I've got a question. I've got a good topic starter. Do you guys think that friendships... What makes a friend, what makes a best friend, and what makes a brother?
Okay.
You go.
What makes a friend, a best friend, and brother?
However you want to answer it, you know what I mean? The question is...
You know what?
Okay. Are you talking about like...
Look, you have friends, right? And you have really close friends.
Yeah.
And you have like sometimes it takes time for a friend to be a close friend. It builds up.
You know,
and then you have a friend who's like a brother straight up.
Yeah, yeah. You know what it is?
How does that level grow? And how do you navigate through finding who your friends are?
Your friends are acquaintances. Yeah. People that you dab up, you say what's up, you'll stop you're in cool a shopping with. Center. You may have a conversation for a couple minutes. You bump into them here and there. It's calm. You're cool with them. You probably follow them. You like their photo every now and then. It's chill. A best friend is someone you consider really close, but I feel like it's exchangeable. Like you guys are great with wisdom for each other, whatever. Yeah. You G each other up, emotional help. Brothers, they're people that are there for you no matter what. You're not there for them. Like you're not friends because they're benefiting off each other. It's just, I've got you, you got me.
Yeah.
I feel like best friends is like exchangeable. It's like, we're homies, we're close, we'll meet up every couple months. And it's like, bro, I think you're smart as heck. I want to learn from you, whatever it is.
Is that a best friend or a close friend?
Close friend. There's that because best friend, there's levels to it.
That's the difference for
there's
me.
There's levels to it, Kazi. You gotta say, hey.
There's levels to it, cuz.
There's levels to it.
You say you're my best friend, wanna go?
Yeah. Like, cuz, if someone calls me their best friend, I'll look at, hey. If, like, cuz, there's a couple people that can call me their best friends, cuz.
Yeah.
Like, there's a few people.
But then what's the difference between best friend and brother?
Okay.
Brother is like, cuz, this guy, like, I'm talking to him, his family, he can come to my house, walk in whenever he wants.
Yeah.
I know his, like, parents, cuz. I know his siblings, cuz. Like, when I see his siblings, bro, I'll chill with them. 100%. Like, that's my dog. Like, I can chill with his siblings, guys. Like, I'll be with his brothers. Yeah. What's up? This, that. Respectfully, guys. Even when I see, if I see the sisters, I'll hit them with, hi, how you going? And walk off. Respectfully, guys. Yeah, like that. Yeah. You know, like, I know the whole family, guys.
If I see
his mom or dad or they need help with something, let's just say, because obviously us, we grew up in an area, guys, where you... The lighting's a bit off. So we grew up in an area, guys, where you... Obviously, you're very interactive around people and stuff. Like, I'll see his mom having shopping bags and I'm carrying the bags. I'm saying, auntie, let me help you, auntie. That's my brother.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And they're doing the same when they see my mom or dad, they need help. They, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
they,
yeah.
They know about, like, because if a relative gets sick of mine or something, they know about it. Yeah. They hit me up and stuff. That's a brother for me.
Yeah. There's levels to it. I feel like the biggest thing that shows it is time. Time is the biggest indicator of the relationship as it goes up. And I feel like it goes from... Let's say someone you don't know from school, from the street, you start up cool, the guy's cool.
Yeah.
You start working, whatever your relationship is, work or friendship or whatever.
Yeah.
This guy's pretty, really cool. You start hanging out more, hey, this guy's what's up, this guy's my guy, bro. And then, hey, then you can say you're friends.
Yeah.
Then I feel like it leads up to, all right, how often do we see each other? How often do we kick it? Is it just fun or do we talk about things about life too? Yeah, what are the conversations about our life, you know what I mean? And then it goes on to, all right, we're doing more things more constantly, we're close friends. And you get closer and closer, and then you're like, this guy's my best friend.
Like this,
and then, my nigga, once it hits the fam level,
when it's like family. Saying,
that's family.
Now it's brother. Now it's brother.
That's family.
That's family.
Once you sit on my table eating with my fams and shit, and it's like proper, everything's there, you're 100% family.
And the fams are asking about you. That's brother.
Update, what's going on with this guy? How's things been? Because I feel like it should never be rushed, and if it means something, it'll be something on its own. Like it'll get there by itself. You don't have to rush nothing, you know?
But the thing is too, I don't think time is something. Because there's people that stay friends with me for... I got friends from like when I was 4 years old, bro.
Yeah,
I got photos because... Like, I'll give you an example. Yasser, we're not actually related, you know that?
Yeah.
But that's my brother.
Yeah.
That guy's like, I see him as family, guys. I'm closer to him than some cousins, guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I get
you know what I mean? And then, but the thing is for me, with cousins, it's a different thing too. For me, I feel like cousins got immunity, cuz. I don't know, but like, like you guys are...
Blood.
You know what I mean?
For
example, you guys are my first cousins, You guys are family.
Yeah.
So like, I don't even like, it's like not even, it's just not even brothers, it's not even about friends, nothing. No, just, we're just vibing, cuz.
You know what I mean?
We're just family, cuz. Because we know that we got cousins, we got family.
Family
things, family events, family drums, everything is family, cuz. So that's not even like, I don't even see as thing. I see cousins as like their own lane, because I got a lot of cousins and I'm close with a lot of my guy cousins, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's my cousins over there. Then I got my boys that I grew up with, cuz.
Yeah.
There's boys that I grew up with, I'd consider my brothers, cuz.
Yeah.
Like these guys are like, yo, that's my dog, cuz. I've known him for like 18 years, 16 years.
I feel like once it gets to a brother stage, it doesn't matter about the time, kind of goes out the window. Cause time can go by and that's still your brother. 100%. Like, you know what I mean?
100%. There's boys, cuz, I don't have to see them every day.
Yeah.
And that's my brother, cuz, you know?
Yeah.
But then there's friends, like I'll see you, I can talk to you, I can chill with you. Like one thing about me is I can chill with people.
Yeah.
Like I can chill with people, like I won't see you for 6 months and then I'll just chill with you for a day. And yeah. It's cool. I respect that and I enjoy your company. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you.
100%.
That's for me, friends, Kaz.
100%.
And then there's acquaintances. Hi, how are you? Because there's people that I've known for 20 years. I don't even know their name till today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm still asking them how they're going. That's the worst, bro. What?
You know when you know, like, I hate that stage when you know someone and you've said hi bare times.
And it's still like, ah.
But you forget, no, you just don't know their name, Kaz. Yeah. You just, it's gotten to a point, it's gotten past the point where you have to ask for their name again. Yeah, it's like, far. They're going to look at you like, far, really, yeah. Bro?
But you know, do it in that moment. Hey, ask them what your name was. Ask them if they remember your name, cuz I bet you they don't.
Nah, that's dog, cuz you can't put someone on the spot like that. I never knew. That's shady, bro.
You see, I don't do that, cuz me, I'm not petty like that.
I'm not petty.
That's petty, cuz.
If they feel that way, if they feel that way, ask them
name. You know, when you're standing there, you're like, fuck, what's this guy's name again?
That's petty. Me, what I do in that situation
is not being able to realize, cuz people can forget your name, cuz.
No, I think, cuz, me, cuz, if I seen the guy 18 times, bro,
yeah,
and he's clearly saying my name,
cuz I'll make it even easier. If I've seen this guy 18 times and he knows I'm a cool guy, I think he's cool, and I forgot his name, and ask him, what's your name again, bro? If he gets upset, I don't want to know your name, cuz.
Nah, I think that's
why. I don't want to know your name now, cuz.
I think it's disrespectful, cuz. Yeah, I think that's disrespectful. Rude, that's, no, by telling someone, I don't know your name, but I've chilled with you that many times, and he knows my name, for example. That's disrespectful.
You know how many people I know? I still call them by the Instagram name, cuz.
Yeah.
I just call them by the Instagram name, cuz, because cool. I don't know.
I do that too. I do that too. But like, in that situation, cuz, this is what I always do. I'll be like, I'll be with another person. I'll say,
what's his name?
What's his name, cuz? Bro, we'll just talk to him now, bro. It slipped my mind. And then they tell me their name. Yeah, that's the one.
That's the
one. You know, if I'm close with them enough, I just go, hey, bro, I actually forgot this person's name. Can you just tell me real quick?
Yeah. That one's cool too. That one's alright. Calm.
Yeah.
But the thing is, guys, I don't like doing that. Hey, guys, what's that name? The guy's name? And then when they approach me, hey!
Yeah, I feel so dog, bro. I actually feel bad, bro.
Nah, that's why I don't do that. I just go, hey, guys, what's this?
Sean, you're a savage, cuz. Huh? You ask them what their name is again, they get dirty, cuz. You go,
it's not their name, cuz.
Yeah.
Why I want to hang out with someone who's that, cuz, like, oh, you don't remember my name, man. I'm angry with you, cuz. All right,
yeah,
bro.
I don't know.
Who's your name, cuz? There's 7 cause. Billion people in the world, cuz.
But cuz,
you don't know them all.
Yeah, you don't know them all.
Exactly, cuz. And people come and go, cuz, you know, that's. But I feel like once you get to a stage where you interact with so much people, cuz, but those kind of things, cuz, it shouldn't even be something to get upset about. It's like, oh, you forgot my name, but it's my name, cuz.
Some people get this.
It depends what I've done with you, cuz. If I've done work with you, you've done bad things, you know my name, that's cool, cuz.
That's what I'm saying, but it happens. It happens.
Not high and by, cuz. Like, you hang out with this person for a couple
of
hours.
You be like, it's just always, and like, you see each other. Not,
have you kicked back?
It's consistent, but not that consistent. It's just like, you just keep bumping into each other. What's up?
Stay in a room together. If close quarters, you have to know the guy's name after a while, cuz.
That's what I'm saying.
But what we're saying is, some people don't act brand new. Don't act like there's people in your life that you do not like. You know everyone's name, bro, everywhere you go.
100%, I forget people's name, cuz.
Yeah. Respectfully, cuz, I don't go to them and say, hey, cuz, what's your name? I've known you for 2 years. Mm. You know what I mean? I say, what's his name again?
And that's, you know, I'll try to say his name wrong and they'll correct me.
Nah. Even that's even worse.
Because what you used to say, Greg. my name's Palmero.
Cuz, but. Hey, boys, if you're a real friend, make sure you guys know each other's names. But if you're a real one and you haven't hit the subscribe button, hit that subscribe button. Don't be a hoe. And if you're listening on the audio podcast, we improved the audio podcast.
We did.
Hopefully this sounds better. Our voice sounds nice. We're back with the mics. The cameras are better. And bro, we're just vibing now, man. This is how talking
to family
is,
talk,
man. It's family talk. We're vibing. We'll bring someone in. But we're not forcing these guests to come in. And if they come in and they're not vibing, we're calling them out on the spot. this is the new setup, boys.
We actually got a thing. What we're going to do is we're going to leave a camera on them. And then every time they even go to have input, we're just going to tell them, shut up! Just shut up! And you're not going to talk. You don't want to talk first 10 minutes. You're not going to talk for the rest of the 40. You're going to sit there and think about what you've done.
Silly.
Just abuse our guest. Hey, but if you're still listening, make sure you guys do hit that subscribe button. If you're listening on the audio podcast, hit us with a review or whatever. Try doing some of that. But besides that, enjoy your night, enjoy your day, stay humble, faith.
Acting like teachers, you say we won't make it, we made it. Listen, dominate water like water where the beach is. Me and her far apart, eyes on Moesha. Hands up for the real, thumbs down for the fact. I had to go get it. No, I couldn't wait.